So let me just start off by saying I appreciate the time that you're giving to us today, that the purpose of the call really is to kind of reintroduce the company to those of you who have already known the company for a while. And those of you who have just come on board recently, we've had a lot of activity in the company that has increased our shareholder base significantly. So I don't assume that everybody knows the same amount of information. So I always like to start just with the basics. And the basics of this, and so I'll talk for about 25 minutes, 30 minutes, and then we have a number of questions that were submitted, and I'll address those questions. And I made sure that whatever the questions that were submitted, that we answer them. I don't believe in softball questions. The company has done, you know, phenomenally well and is fundamentally sound. And the other thing I like doing is I don't like CEOs that sit here talk about what they're going to do. I'd rather focus on what we've actually achieved and what we have done and where the company is currently, and then where the company should be able to go from that perspective, because I think the rest is kind of BS. So that being said, let's talk about, you know, GT Biopharma. The core nucleus of GT Biopharma is its technology. And in that, it's when I start a biotech company, the last one I started, some of you know, it's called Iovance, I-O-V-A, is the trading symbol. And I use the same model here at GT Biopharma that I used when I started Iovance, and that is the most important thing in, I think, any biotech company, and particularly ones that I'm involved in, is data, human data. And the absence of data, you can't really measure what the valuation of a company is or where it's at or where it's even going to go. And so data has always been number one. The number two thing is that that you have to protect that data. You have to protect your assets, and that is the IP, the intellectual property, the patents. We spend a lot of time and a lot of money in making sure that our technology is patented and protected. That is the valuation. The third is that there's really one customer that matters the most, and that's the FDA. If you can't make that customer happy, you're not going anywhere. Fourth is you do have to have boots on the ground management experience. My team and I, we have that. And then fifth is always capital. A biotech company takes a tremendous amount of capital to resonate and to ultimately succeed. And so we've been blessed on all of those areas. We stay focused to that, and we never vary from that. So what I'll start off with is our biotech company, GT Biopharma. And the companies like us, you kind of, the analogy is like real estate. Who's your comparables? What neighborhood are you in? And if you look at the comparables in the space that we're in the sector that we're in, it's the NK space, natural killer cell space in the immune system. Cell therapy has been a really big home run for a lot of cell therapeutic companies, including the company that I created called Iovance. It has an $7 billion market cap to date. There are other companies in the cell therapy. CAR T was very successful with Kite Pharma. It went on to sell for $12 billion. So there clearly is high value in the NK cell space and the T cell space. My point is that where we sit in the landscape to where our technology is, and that is we fit among the NK cell and cell therapy companies and the NK engager companies. Those companies are companies like Affimed. They're Innate Pharma. They're Dragonfly. In the NK cell therapy, it's Fate Pharmaceuticals. That's a $10 billion market cap company today. There are also, you know, NK cell therapy companies in the very largest of companies like Novartis. So there's a disconnect, to, in my opinion, to where we sit as a company compared to where all the other NK cell engager companies and NK cell therapy companies. One, by example, I'll point out is Nkarta. Their trading symbol is NKTX. They have a $1.8 billion market cap. They administered to their first patient in November and haven't reported any results of patient number one. And that is an NK cell therapy. And along with NK cell therapies, they also have the same attributes. And those attributes are the most expensive thing you can do in the biotech world is a cell therapy company. And I know that because I created one. The cost per patient is $1 million to $2 million a patient. It's really high. The ergonomics of it, the physician experience, the patient experience is also really tough to manage from both sides. That being said, Nkarta has a $1.8 billion market cap. Our market cap is fully diluted, is slightly over $100 million. Why the disconnect? The disconnect's simple. They're NASDAQ companies. We're a bulletin board company. So large institutional funds can't participate with the company in a meaningful way because they have rules that only allow them to participate with nationally listed companies. The other aspect of it is the fact that we're viewed as a penny stock. We can't get analyst coverage for the same reasons. Analysts are only able to cover a lot of these companies because they are on a national exchange. So our challenge this year, our challenge up to date was proving that the technology was sound and that it actually did what it was built to do. I'll go over that here in a minute to demonstrate that actually has happened. The other aspect of it is to be able to take a bulletin board company, get it to a point to where you can actually uplist the NASDAQ, and then enjoy the same treatment and valuation perspective that all of the other companies in our space have. We are, to my knowledge, the only bulletin board company that is in this space. On the other side, I'll say the more important thing for us is that forget about what CEOs say. It's really what is the data saying? And the data, when you review our data and you look at our many press releases over the last several months, it is showing you that we have gone to a pretty good level now in proving in our clinical trials. Our first trial is GTB-3550. It is for acute myeloid leukemia and MDS, autoimmunodysplastic syndrome. And it has shown all the way through patient number 7 that our data is proving out to be something more than interesting, that is getting a lot of attention and has shown clinical benefits in many different levels. So let's talk about, that's the disconnect I'm talking about. My belief is that once we do uplist on NASDAQ, our valuation will be adjusted to where it needs to be. And the market determines that, not me, not anybody else, but you, the shareholders. I do believe we'll compete and more than compete with all of the other providers out there in our NK technology space because our data is saying that we are different, that we have strengths that others don't have, and we have a unique way of doing things in the body where all these other technologies have to use outside sources. By that, I mean in the NK cell engager community, like Nkarta, right? You have to, they need outside assistance. There has to be outside manufacturing of NK cells to assist in where their NK cell therapy is going. The trike is demonstrating through its data that it's not doing that. So let's talk about what the patient experience has been, and then I'll highlight some of the things that have happened over the last 12 months that bring us to this point. And this point is this, that we are uplisting to NASDAQ. We have filed our NASDAQ application. We have additionally filed our S-1 registration. The SEC has come back and given us a no review. That means we can make that registration effective when we're ready to do so. And so we are going to move into the NASDAQ arena as a listed company. And then we have bankers that have joined the partnership with us to go ahead and help facilitate that. And I fully expect that to happen very shortly. So that being said, let's talk about why. Why are these things happening with the company? And why has the stock recently taken a leap forward? The stock in just 6 weeks ago was 16 cents. Before that, just a few months before that, it was 10 cents. It's now 51 cents. Liquidity has climbed. The reason I like the way the company has appreciated in market cap valuation and stock price appreciation is because the data drove that. It wasn't me talking about it. It wasn't some program that we put together. It was the fact that we presented the data at the ASH conference, the American Society for Hematologists. It's a very large body, very well-respected platform and forum. We actually were allowed to do an oral presentation of our data. And at that conference several weeks ago, we presented the data of the of our current product, GTB-3550. And then we further were able to amplify the data that was presented there because patient number 7 showed even better results. So where the company is right now is we've gone through now 7 patients. And that's important because those are human clinical trials. Data is everything, as I said. And in that, the first 2 patients were treated at a very low dose because the FDA was concerned about one of the attributes of the trike. The trike is a truly platform technology. I love platform technologies. I liken them to sports franchise players like LeBron James or Tom Brady or Michael Jordan. They only come around once every 10 to 15 years, and they create their own products, but they're synergistic to multiple avenues of revenue generation and vertical markets. And that this is a true platform technology. That being said, ultimately you have to prove that your technology works. So in our trike trial, it's a tri-specific NK cell engager. All the other engagers out there are bispecific. They only serve, you know, a certain limited perspective. We use NK cells, and we use them inside the body. The difference between the NK landscape out there is that the trike is now proven through its data that it is beyond a proof of concept and that we can use the native NK cells in your body. We don't have to go outside like NK cell therapy does or T cell therapy. We don't have to go outside the body to generate these NK cells. We don't have to genetically engineer, re-engineer the NK cells and then put them back into your body. Everything the trike does, it does biologically inside your body. It is a small molecule biologic, which means it also advances itself against this huge cost of $1 million to $2 million per patient that cell therapies represent because it's a drug. Further, the clinical trials have shown some really interesting things as it relates to what we do in the trike. And patients, the first patients automatically started showing stable disease at 5 micrograms per kilogram. The second cohort was at 10 micrograms per kilogram. We had experiences of stable disease again, NK cell levels increasing to normal, and no side effects. And the first cohort at 5, the second cohort at 10, we got to 25 micrograms per kilogram in our trial. And it showed actually decrease in the bone blast from bone blast marrow from 12% from 18% to 12%. That's showing an interesting trend. When we got to patient 7, now at 50 micrograms per kilogram, we showed a 61.7% reduction of cancer cells, meaning that the bone blast marrow level went from 12% to 4.6%. Why is that important? That's important because these are stage 4 patients who have failed everything else. Nothing worked for them. They were patients that were at the end of the line and there was nothing left for them to do. And they came into our trike trial and they experienced a clinical benefit, which is huge. What it also did on patient 7 is because that level went down below 5%, it allowed patient 7 to get a bone marrow transplant, which she received about 10 days ago. Bone marrow transplant, and this was for MDS, which is a really tough disease to handle, even tougher than AML, acute myeloid leukemia. That being said, she was able to get a bone marrow transplant. That happened, about 10 days ago. She's doing just fine, and it is possible that we will see with her a patient who the trike technology saved her life. Only time will tell on these things, but it's certainly looking that way, and we'll keep you informed as the data progresses. All of those things are really important. What's really also important is throughout an entire trial, all of the patients, we have not experienced any toxicity. None of the other technologies in the NK cell therapy space can say that. There have been zero side effects. Usually with AML patients, leukemia patients, MDS patients, there's severe fevers, there's cardiac events, there's a number of problems that happen to these very, very, very sick patients. The trike is showing that it is very safe. Now, what's really important to that from an FDA perspective is in the middle of our trike is something called IL-15, interleukin-15. IL-15 is a cytokine. It is a very effective cancer killer, and it is known by everybody, and it's used quite widely. That being said, the IL-15 component can only be administered at 2 micrograms per kilogram. Anything above that becomes a huge problem and potentially could kill a person. The trike, as it has progressed up the level and why the FDA was conservative on us using lower levels, was they were concerned that IL-15 might provide some problems. What the trike has demonstrated throughout these trials is that there have been no side effects, that there have been no fevers related to the trike. There have been no toxicity. And that's important because we're now at patient 7 level. We're delivering 25 times the recommended dose level of IL-15. That becomes interesting because it's saying that the payload of the trike, and we are the only NK cell engager or NK technology that is allowed to deliver that. Our patents protect us. Nobody else can do it without coming to us and trying to license. That is something for us to look at as we go further down the road commercially. So the trike has demonstrated that it is not only safe, that it is causing clinical benefit, and now we'll be moving on to higher levels as we progress because the trike trial is ongoing. It is a phase 2 clinical trial. The first part of the trial is phase 1, which is 12 patients. That takes us all the way up to 200 micrograms per kilogram. Every 2 patients, you're doubling, basically. Secondly, is that means that we're also approved on our phase 2 part of the trike trial. We don't have to go back to the FDA to get approval for that. That's already done. And that'll be a 30-patient study to show efficacy. But we're already seeing signaling now, so things are looking pretty good for the trike. Again, I go back to we're further advanced. We have a superior technology, not because I say it's superior, because the data is talking about its superiority in the landscape that it's sharing with the other competitors. And that the trike is not limited to just liquid tumors like CAR-T. Some of you are familiar with CAR-T, Kite Pharma, Juno. The trike also works in solid tumors as well as it works in infectious diseases. So over the last 12 months, we've seen other activity that's allowing us to move further. The company also has 2 trikes that we are in development with in our manufacturing partnership with Cytovance. There are 2 trikes that are currently in the manufacturing process, and that one is for PD-L1, which serves solid tumor cancers. Solid tumor cancers are 80% of the market. Liquid tumors only 20%. We have another trike that will be beginning its manufacturing at Cytovance called B7H3 that hits multiple cancers as well. We're moving those types of trike assets along so that we can put them into clinical trials, and we'll keep you posted as to when that happens. So on the timeline basis, we've increased our value over the last 12 months by over 400%. We've raised over $11 million to date. We have $6 million of cash in the bank. We are doing a NASDAQ uplisting with 2 major bankers that are working on it. And the prospects for the company look pretty good. At the end of the day, the data is going to prove that the trike is not only sound, but that there is a large marketplace ahead of it as long as we progress. So with that in mind, I'm going to open the floor to the questions that have been submitted to us and address those things. And we'll just go from there.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Cotello. And a few of the questions you had already answered in your overview. So we have looks like about 7 questions here. The first looking to expand a little bit more on the NASDAQ uplisting and any reverse split as far as when and what will be the terms.
Well, look, the terms of the it's going to be an equity deal because you can't get uplisted to NASDAQ without a straight equity deal. So that's door number one. Door number two is we won't know the terms. This will be an over it'll be a direct market, a registered direct market NASDAQ uplisting. By that, it means it gets priced. We're not looking because of the performance of the company. We're looking at market price. I don't think we're going to suffer from any kind of discount type of thing because the company's technology and the sector that it's in allows us to really have a fair valuation in markets. So I can't give you the specific answer to that. That'll be given to us by the institutional investors that are coming in. But I feel very confident that it's going to be, you know, very favorable. Again, I go back to this. Our market cap is slightly over 100 million. The next market cap, the lowest market cap in our neighborhood is 600 million, and it ranges all the way to 10 billion, where the average is around 2 billion to 4 billion. Technologies that aren't as advanced as us, and nor do they have the capabilities that we have. So the only reason we are at a valuation that we are right now is because we're a bulletin board company and we're solving that problem.
Okay. Next question, sticking with the stock side of the company right now, will shares resume normal trading on the Paris Stock Exchange, and if so, when?
We're looking at that right now. You know, we were traded on the Paris Exchange years ago. We are in the process of investigating if that's the right avenue for us. The answer, I think, is an absolute yes. And so once that happens, we'll do a press release that will indicate that we are on the Euronext. We had a tremendous amount of shareholders actually from Europe. We get a lot of calls from different places around the world. Some of the folks on the telephone line listening into this presentation are from all over the planet. So yeah, our goal is to go ahead and do that. We think that would be beneficial to us.
Okay, and moving along.
Reverse split. I'm sorry, I didn't want to ignore reverse splits. Right. Traditionally, reverse splits are never a nice thing unless, and this is what we did at Iovance. When you reverse split into a NASDAQ uplisting, it's the opposite. A reverse split is only used so that you can qualify on the minimum amount of share, price per share, in NASDAQ that happens to be $4. As the stock continues to improve the way it has been over the last several weeks, we expect that reverse split to be on the low side. If it goes to a level that's, you know, even higher where you don't require a split, then that answers itself. But we fully expect that any split that we do is just going to be not a significant split. And it, again, it's used because of a good thing, and that is to bring you onto the national market in NASDAQ, which then allows analysts who have been calling us left and right that can't participate. It allows institutional investors to participate as well that can't because we're a bulletin board company. All right, next question.
All right, these are going to go into the treatment. So questions on side effects of the treatment. Does the technology have the same side effects as chemo, such as hair loss and nausea?
No, I'm happy to say that the only hair loss that we've experienced is my own because I run a biotech company. That being said, there has been, when I said no side effects, I meant no side effects. Chemotherapies are notorious for that. This has nothing to do with it. Nobody's lost any hair. In fact, people have become healthier. 4 out of the 7 patients that we have treated responded. That's amazing in a phase 1 portion of a phase 1/2 FDA clinical trial.
And will other cancers be tested?
As I said just a few minutes ago, that we have three other tried candidates with our manufacturer right now, and those are solid tumor trikes. So the answer is absolutely. We have 17 different trikes. What I've told our company to do is, because the platform is so adaptable, and so easy to create other types of other indications, there's a tendency to keep building and building and building. So I told the company, let's stop. Let's get 3, 4, 5 candidates into clinical trials. Let's get those through those milestones, which we have already achieved several major milestones and many more to come. Let's focus the company on oncology. We have infectious disease trike as well. We want to stay focused on oncology. We'll entertain some things that I can't talk about right now as it relates to that. And we'll keep moving forward as a oncology-based trike company.
And so this one is going to pertain to the phase one trial with the effect of there was a small pool in this trial. Are there any plans on growing the testing population for the effects or success of GTB-3550?
The answer is yes. All right. When you say small pool, it's 12 patients. It's not really a small pool. It seems like it because you're only focused right now on the phase one portion of a phase one, phase two trial. What happens with oncology companies is this isn't a placebo-based trial. A lot of people don't really have the sophistication of what you have to do with the FDA. This isn't a blind study. Everybody that is in our trials gets the drug because you can't take terminally ill patients and give them sugar, right? So although that is happening in the phase one portion, the phase two portion was 30 patients. We will be announcing several new trial sites coming on very shortly, and these are very prestigious organizations because things are opening up for us. We did get slightly slowed down because of the COVID-19 surge that has opened back up for us, so you'll see more and more patients coming on board, and in the future you're going to be seeing more clinical trials as it relates to solid tumor trikes hitting pancreatic cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer. Let's see, what else is, prostate cancer. There's a large list in front of us. Like I said, I want to keep the company focused.
All right. And given the success of GTB-3550 already, when it comes to the phase two portion, the rollout plan, are there any updates on the timeline to get into the market?
Yes, there are always updates, but I can't talk about certain updates, okay, so I won't. The trike trial, the way it's scheduled right now, is, like I said, the phase one portion safely is done at the first part of spring in March. Then we'll move on to our phase two, which opens the trike trial up tremendously, and we'll go from there. The best way to measure a company's success in the biotech sector is by the milestones that it achieves and the data that we announce. We announce data when things have happened. I don't announce letters of intent or even things that I know about right now that I think will advance the trike in very significant ways because they ain't done until they're done.
Right. And the last question I have here is more of a statement and a question. You created a company called Iovance, and now it's a $7 billion company. Does GT Biopharma have the capability of getting there, in your opinion?
Well, when I left Iovance, everyone thought I was going to start another cell therapy, but my partner and I, Martin Schroeder, who's been very instrumental in all of the success that we've had, looked at each other, and if we've been really lucky at something, as someone told us that they think we see around corners. I don't think that's it. We just understand data. I just felt that the economic issues surrounding cell therapy, which is hugely expensive, not just on the commercial side of $1 million to $2 million a patient, but for the company, clinical trials are $350,000 per patient to $500,000 or more. And that it was also ergonomically difficult, the patient experience, the physician experience. There's a lot of management to it, a lot of side effects. And I just felt that there was a better way of doing something that wasn't as costly and wasn't as ergonomically as difficult. And we felt that targeted immunotherapy was the way to go. Dr. Jeff Miller, who's one of the world's foremost leaders in NK technology and interleukin technology, was able to put together something that there were a lot of people trying to license. We were lucky enough to get his attention and for him to decide to go in with us. Jeff actually plays the role of consulting chief medical officer. And so that being said, we just felt that could it be as big as Iovance? The answer is, of course it could be. It actually could be even much larger. These things carry their own weight as the data proves their effectiveness. And so far, so good.
All right. That's the rest of the questions I have for this portion of the call. Do you have any closing remarks for the listeners?
No, just to keep watching the company's press releases. We are, in line to go ahead and uplist the NASDAQ. That is a very important milestone. If the similarity to Iovance is this, we went through the same thing at Iovance. We were a bulletin board company. We were discounted because we were a bulletin board company. Iovance, ultimately, we were able to get onto NASDAQ. And the market cap was similar to what it is here. At the same time, it actually mirrors Iovance really amazingly similar. And that is that we're a bulletin board company ready to make that transition. When Iovance moved up to NASDAQ, it came out at $4, and now it's sitting at $46 a share with a market cap of in excess of $7 billion. So the only way you get there is execution, hard work, and data.
Excellent. All right, well, thank you again, Mr. Cataldo. This will conclude the GT Biopharma Corporate Update and Conference Call. Thank you all for joining this call. And thank you, Mr. Cataldo, again.
All right. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for joining. Biotechstocks.com has been compensated to host this call. For more information, please go to biotechstocks.com/disclaimer.